Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Round number one of the news at 6:06, the great Dawn Stensland.
And good morning on this raw, rainy, cold morning. We'll tell you when this weather will break, but for now, be safe, as we say, as you drive in this morning. Kale and Company News Live, a lot breaking and a lot developing, even early this morning, with, yes, another shooting. Apparently, violent gunmen and violent criminals, they don't zoom it in, even when the weather is horrible, even when we have this rainy weather. One person killed, two others injured in that triple shooting in Philadelphia's Kensington section. Happened early this morning, right at the intersection of Hope and West Cambria Streets. Police say a 42-year-old man in the driver's seat of a pickup truck was killed after he was shot in the head. A 49-year-old man in the passenger seat is in critical condition as I'm speaking. So a third victim showed up at Episcopal Hospital by a private vehicle that police say is connected to the same shooting. So police now investigating exactly how these three guys are connected, but they're looking into whether this shooting is related to yet another shooting in the neighborhood 8 hours earlier. So that would have been late last night, about five blocks away on Hope Street, where another 42-year-old guy was killed. So police looking at multiple surveillance cameras in and around this entire area, hoping that it'll give them more information and catch the killers in Philadelphia.
I love the fact that you said they don't zoom it in. That would be amazing if Sherelle Parker issued a press conference today saying for the next 3 months, all shootings will go virtual and you have to work remotely.
Yeah, and wear a mask.
And wear a mask.
Well, a lot of them do wear the that's the only medical mask you see nowadays. Right, Nick?
It's for criminals.
Just curious, I asked this a couple times yesterday. Any description of the shooters?
No, sir.
Okay, just wondering.
By the way, has that always been the case, or is that just a new thing? Dawn, you've reported on shootings in the city for a quarter century.
It's been going on a long time.
I mean, I think the citizens of said area would like to know, you know, if there's a shooter among them, you know, so they can pick them out. But I'm sure we know the car they were driving and the description and the plates.
Yeah.
But the description of the human that fired said gun, it's like it's a male.
True story.
It's a male. Swedish tourist, yes, fest guy.
Swedish tourist.
Yes, fest guy, you are correct.
We are learning new information this morning with regard to the deaths of a man and a woman whose bodies were found after that house fire in Washington Township. This is South Jersey, and we know that initially this looked like some sort of horrible accident. Neighbors reporting an explosion, a fast-moving, intense fire. And then we had learned, no, this was not an accident at all, that this was being investigated as something nefarious. And now the situation tragically ruled by the Gloucester County Prosecutor's Office yesterday as a murder-suicide. So police as well as firefighters responding to all those frantic and, you know, panicked 911 calls to that house fire and the explosion just after 2 o'clock in the morning. This was Sunday morning at a home on, ironically named, Tranquility Court, a very quiet, tree-lined neighborhood, quiet, nice community. Investigators say a man found dead inside the home, believed to be the tenant or the owner of the home, was discovered in the living room with a handgun near his body. The Gloucester County Medical Examiner ruling his death a suicide caused by fire. So the woman found on a bed had suffered a fatal gunshot wound to her head before the fire started. So authorities saying that, in other words, the woman is in bed, the man shoots and kills her, shooting her in the head, starts the fire, and both pronounced dead. Now, we're pending, this is, this situation, they're not identifying them. Obviously, we know who these people are. Their neighbors know who they are. Neighbors speaking out saying they're absolutely shocked by this horrible situation. But the investigators, police say they're still notifying family and so on. So they're not officially releasing these individuals' names. They say the presence of an accelerant was found in the home. And they went on to say the home's gas line had been tampered with, allowing an unrestricted flow of natural gas into the home, which explains, of course, this explains why neighbors heard that explosion.
Boy, I've never heard of suicide by fire. I mean, of all the ways that you can take your own life by fire.
My God.
Yeah, that's not a it's not a slow, that's not an easy, a quick, easy way out of culpability. Jeez.
So we're still getting the details. I know there was a girlfriend of the man who lived, an ex-girlfriend of the man who lives there, and he had given his dog and dog food and money for the dog to the ex-girlfriend and said, please take care of my dog. And so that was just right, apparently days before this happened. So some real tragic details out of this whole thing, and the community speaking out. In Los Angeles, one of the headlines this morning, Eric and Lyle Menendez, the brothers accused many years ago when they were young of murdering their parents. And this was back in, well, they were sentenced back in 1989 for the murders of their parents, Jose and Kitty Menendez. But they were resentenced yesterday to 50 years to life in prison.
Wow.
This actually makes them eligible for parole now. So even though the headline may sound like, wait a minute, they were resentenced to the 50 years to life in prison. By the way, they've already served, you know, 35 years mm-hmm. behind bars.
Right.
But this is the latest step, in other words, that puts them, you know, on the tee, if you will, to be eligible for parole. And I believe there are two chances for the eligibility of their parole, of their release.
So I'm assuming, just based on the math, about 15 years from now, they could be out?
Or perhaps sooner. Now, remember this case, among others, out in L.A., the so-called woke prosecutor, you know, the voters, if you will, voted him out, put in a more law and order type prosecutor. And so the DA there in Los Angeles has advocated for them to remain behind bars
yeah.
because they have not shown, according to the DA, remorse and not really confessed to everything. And there have been some, you know, behind the scenes situations. So, I don't know what's going to happen here, but I know Eric Menendez is being quoted as releasing a statement last night saying he's touched and humbled by the outpouring of support.
Lyle Menendez, 57 years old. Eric Menendez, the younger brother, 54.
It's funny how, because there was a Netflix movie series on it.
Which there influenced was, this,
yeah,
no
there,
doubt.
There's been a lot of documentaries on it. And it's interesting how over the years, the narrative on things change, because I remember growing up, everybody was just like, don't Menendez your parents. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, that was a thing.
Like it became, yeah. And you see this and you see that there's a little bit more nuance to it, and how, you know, there may or may not have been sexual abuse that was happening in the family, and they just got fed up with it and, you know, took matters into their own hands, mm-hmm. just, you know, to say. So, obviously, nobody really knows the true story, but I mean, it is telling to me that a lot of their family members, you know, the brothers and sisters and stuff of their parents, are saying that they should be released.
Yeah, it is.
So I think there's a little bit more to the story than we see. I don't want to judge everything off of what I see on a documentary, because I can, you know, obviously they have an agenda as well.
Sure.
But I do think that there is a little bit more to this story.
So you're saying they weren't raised by Peter and Michael and Carol Brady?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think anybody questions the abuse that happened.
Yeah.
But it was pretty vile sexual abuse that happened, according to, you know, reports.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, what a stretch that must have been in as a news media person, Dawn. Can you imagine if your career would have taken you to L.A. from 1988 through, let's say, 95? Between Menendez, yeah. Rodney
King. Or you
King,
and your media career,
OJ.
Right?
Yeah, but I was never a news person. You're the journalist.
True.
Well, imagine if you covered the Menendezes, Rodney King, and OJ.
Well, here's the thing, too, about that, is that they kind of all fit, because one influenced another. You know what I mean? Like, one was a reaction to another. Their first trial, which was a mistrial or hung jury or something, was kind of influenced by the Rodney King thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got retried, and that was after OJ, and that kind of influenced the outcome of that case.
Imagine being the DA in that, it was that Gil Garcetti. He could write a book on as being the DA for all those years.
That was OJ. I'm not sure if that was the Menendez thing, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Shows you how law and order and justice and, you know, the origins, if you will, the history of it. And you think about social justice today and policing, and it kind of shows you how it evolved,
mm-hmm.
let us say. So one of the headlines is, I know we'll talk all things Trump, yesterday, an incredible day, historic day, inflation cooling, so there's a lot of economic news. But one of the headlines that impacts us, because he was a Phillies player, I will just headline it, out of baseball purgatory. So we're talking about Rob Manfred removing former Phillies player Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson, and other dead players from Major League Baseball's permanently ineligible list.
I got to tell you, if I'm Pete Rose's estate, I don't know if he has a wife, or I would say, you know what, Rob Manfred, Major League Baseball, why don't you go pound sand? Really? Honestly, now he's eligible for the Hall of Fame,
yeah,
that he's dead.
I guess once, in all seriousness, once you die,
yeah,
there's no baseball purgatory.
I mean, I'm all,
you know what I mean?
I mean, I was all for him serving his penance, you know, serving his time for gambling on the game. I don't think he ever bet against his team. Way too competitive for that. But you can't be, it's like insider trading with politics. You know, if you're a pro athlete, you can't gamble on games that you play in. And if you're Nancy Pelosi, you shouldn't be trading stocks. But yeah, after 30 years, 35 years, I would have put him in the Hall of Fame. It's amazing. We tolerate rapists and yeah, sexual abusers and perhaps even murderers more than we do Pete Rose. I'm wrong with that.
There's the statement on, if you're watching now on
Phillies.
YouTube, you can see it.
Yeah. And by the way, the Phillies don't get off the hook for this either, in my opinion, or any team. I love how they all just march to the beat of, yeah, whatever baseball says for 3.5 decades, and then now baseball changes their stance, and they're like, we change ours. We agree with you, Rob.
The Phillies support today's decision by Commissioner Manfred and Major League Baseball to remove Pete Rose from the permanently ineligible list as one of the greatest players in the history of the game. Pete made significant on-field contributions to the Phillies over his 5 seasons, 1979 to 1983, with the club highlighted by our first World Series title in 1980, wow, which is also a great year. Thank you very much.
Yes.
But the Phillies supported him when, remember, he was here. When was that? A couple of years before, obviously, he died a year ago, but mm-hmm. I mean,
I think
they supported him, and he was here, and you had protesters and people who were still saying, no, he doesn't deserve everything. They were bringing up all kinds of issues, not even the gambling.
Yeah. I mean, my man had some vices.
Who doesn't?
So, who doesn't, right?
Yeah.
He was been known to be choke slammed a couple of times at WrestleMania. I love Pete Rose.
Oh, my goodness.
What an entertainer.
So much to talk about today, especially the weather. This is Kale & Company News Live, and Nick, I don't know when we get a reprieve, but I hope everybody's driving safe out there because it's nasty.
I agree, Dawn. 60 degrees right now. You've got heavy rains, flooded roads, ponding everywhere, going up to 67 today. Rain will be out of here for the most part by 9 a.m., probably some intermittent sprinkles throughout the day, but it's going to linger through Friday as we'll clear up Friday heading into the weekend. And weather's brought to you by the way, I'm getting really good at the weather. You see the delivery here, the verbiage. Put like a, one of the, what do they call those, a green screen behind me? I start pointing
Let's
at the clouds. I could do it. You imagine me on the Weather Channel?
We need to put a bad hairpiece on you.
Yeah, give me, where,
you could really...
yeah, can I borrow Frank Luntz's toupee?
Oh my gosh.
Luntz, let me rock that for a little bit, man. Weather sponsored by MTRule.com, yeah, your Generac generator experts. That's MTRule.com. All right, quick break. We'll come back. It is a Wednesday Big Take, and we have a lot of other great stories to get to. The Big Take, lie, cheat, and steal. It's next on Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.
This is the Kale & Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app. The Big Take on Kale & Company.
Ah, the Big Take, lie, cheat, and steal. There was once a famous wrestler. He was named Eddie Guerrero, and his catchphrase was lie, cheat, and steal. Maybe Greg Stocker is correct. Politics really is professional wrestling. Because when it comes to the legacy media and the Democrats over the last 5 years, actually the last decade if you think about it, during the Trump era of politics, there's nothing they won't try to do in order to win. That includes concealing the health of Joe Biden. That would also include the health of the economy under Donald Trump being underrepresented or misrepresented. Stunning new details continue to emerge about the decline of Joe Biden, what the legacy media and Democrats knew behind closed doors, and how we, the people, were correct all along. The same mainstream media that has lied to you about Trump's economy and tariffs are the same hacks that told you Joe Biden was sharp as a tack and working 24/7 around the clock. This could be the nail in the coffin, folks, for the establishment bought and paid for legacy media. Late on Tuesday's show, we gave you two updates on Joe Biden. around 9:30 during Dawn's Big Three. She told you that ABC News reported that Joe Biden underwent a health procedure, and it was revealed then that doctors found a, quote, small nodule on his prostate during a, quote, routine physical exam. Okay, he's in his 80s, not crazy. It happens. Right as Dawn wrapped up the Big Three, I gave you a new report from Axios that said, exclusive, quote, Joe Biden's physical decline was so severe that advisors privately discussed the possibility he would need to use a wheelchair if he won re-election. And then around 12:30 in the afternoon yesterday, more bombshells on Joe Biden's erosion were revealed. According to the upcoming new book written by CNN's Jake Tapper and Axios' Alex Thompson, Joe Biden didn't even recognize George Clooney at a June 2024 fundraiser. Remember, we played you the video on the cut sheet of Obama and Clooney walking Joe off the stage. He didn't even recognize Clooney, despite the two having known each other for 15 plus years. Lie, cheat, and steal. In fact, it's been going on since October of 2020. Anything and everything to keep Trump out, get Biden in, and then keep him in. Here was the famous showdown from October of 2020 on CBS when Trump destroyed Leslie Stahl as she tried to protect Joe and Hunter over the laptop. Listen and watch.
It's one of the biggest scandals I've ever seen, and you don't cover it. Biggest. You want to talk about it?
Well, because it can't be verified.
You want to talk about insignificant things.
I'm telling you.
Of course it can be verified. Excuse me. They found the laptop. Leslie, listen.
Can't be verified.
What can't be verified?
The laptop.
Why you say that?
Because
even the family hasn't. The family on the laptop. He's gone into hiding. For 5 days, he's gone into hiding.
He's preparing for your debate.
Oh, it's taken him 5 days to prepare? I doubt it.
We all know that had COVID and George Floyd not happened in 2020, that Donald Trump would have had a really, really good chance of being reelected. Had the American public not known, or had known, I should say, about the Biden corruption and the laptop, we've seen people that have been polled post-election. If they knew about Hunter Biden and the Biden family corruption on the laptop, odds are those people would have voted against Joe Biden. But no, they buried it. The media, the FBI, Facebook, flagged, censored, deplatformed. The New York Post was correct. Miranda Devine, great reporting. Trump was correct there in that statement with Leslie Stahl. And we were correct. But we were labeled right-wing conspiracy theorists. Trump was a Russian asset. Misinformation and disinformation spreaders. We were all guilty of it, right? And shamed into submission. And then again, it happened in 2024. They were lying and cheating and trying to steal another one. We were correct. Speaking of fake strapper from CNN, here's a montage of Jakey Boy lying about Biden's decline as he now gets set to cash in on a book deal. Listen and watch this montage.
How do you think it makes little kids with stutters feel when they see you make a comment like that?
It's very clearly a cognitive decline.
Okay.
That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable.
This is so amazing. It's so amazing to me
and try and figure out an answer.
A cognitive decline.
President Biden embraces his stutter, talking about it, while Trump mocks it, exaggerates it, belittles it. He's sharp physically. I mean, mentally.
Yeah.
I think the question is physically, right?
Right.
More so?
Right.
Right. And the guy who's his chief opponent is only 3 or 4 years younger than him.
Exactly.
I mean, you have questioned President Biden's age, mental fitness, ability to lead. Of those supporting Biden, you said, quote, shame on all of you pretending everything is okay. You're leading us and him into a disaster. Do you worry that you damaged him at all? I don't doubt that you got hugs and handshakes behind closed doors today, and maybe even publicly, some of them because they like you personally. But I've heard a lot of really nasty stuff about you from your Democratic colleagues.
Sure.
I mean, just like, what is he thinking? Exercise in narcissism. I mean, false claims to the Wall Street Journal about President Biden's mental fitness and acuity. He's 81, and his memory, you know, it doesn't seem great. It's not horrible, but I don't understand the outrage. Quote, behind closed doors, Biden shows signs of slipping, unquote. The Wall Street Journal is owned by News Corp, which is run by the Murdochs. Beyond the headline, there is some critical nuance here. The article is mostly based on observations of Republicans, with former Speaker Kevin McCarthy the only one
going on the record. They do note in the article that most of the criticism comes from Republicans. Have you heard any concerns from anyone who has met with President Biden about him seeming a little slower?
No.
The Russians are trying to do to make us and the public not trust our election integrity. Joe Biden has dementia, all this stuff.
Just unbelievable. First it was, well, Joe has a stutter. Then it was, oh, I had a cold. Well, he is 81 after all. It's hard to dislike anything more than legacy media. You can try, but you might not succeed. Jake Tapper, total fraud. One man who can give him a run for his money, though, Joe Scarborough on MSNBC. Remember when he lectured all of us almost a year ago today from his perch? Listen and watch.
But comparing that guy's mental state, I've said it for years now, he's cogent. Mm-hmm. But I undersold him when I said he was cogent. He's far beyond cogent. In fact, I think he's better than he's ever been. Intellectually, analytically, because he's been around for 50 years. And, you know, I don't know if people know this or not. Biden used to be a hothead. Sometimes that Irishman would get in front of the reasoning. Sometimes he would say things he didn't want to say. This is, and I don't really, you know what, I don't really care. Start your tape right now, because I'm about to tell you the truth. And F you. If you can't handle the truth.
Imagine being a retired husband and wife in your mid to late 60s. You get up each morning, you pour a cup of coffee, you sit down to eat your breakfast, and you're watching that zero credibility crisis actor and his snooty sidekick over your bowl of Cheerios. How can any self-respecting American even turn that show on? Speaking of lying about health, let's check in on the media and the Democrats when it pertains to the economy. Tariffs, they screamed. Raging inflation, they screamed. Fear-mongering. So far, the experts have been wrong again. Here is CNN reporting the best inflation numbers yesterday in 4 years and 3 months. Listen and watch.
This morning, the opening bell just rang moments ago on Wall Street, and investors are responding to brand new inflation numbers. You see a little bit of a mixed bag there. NASDAQ up, S&P up, the Dow down just by a bit. But there is new data that just landed from the Labor Department showing inflation year over year actually slowed to the lowest annual inflation rate since February of 2021.
How about that? February of 2021, the first boosters and COVID shots were not even available for people my age at that point. Don't be a panickin'. What about specifics? Here was Maria Bartiromo of Fox Business. Listen and watch.
There's no doubt about it. I mean, CPI up 0.2% is a good number. And Mark Tepper, right before the number came out, I mentioned oil is down, eggs are down, food is down. We're seeing that reflected. So all that hysteria over tariffs is not showing up in these numbers.
No, not at all.
Bloomberg reporting the following. JP Morgan boosted its forecast for U.S. economic growth after a temporary trade deal between the United States and China. And they are now dropping their earlier call that the world's largest economy would sink into a recession in 2025. I got to tell you, been a rough stretch for the old guard in Democrat politics. And the new faces, the new voices, well, they're not any better. The final piece of laughable news centers around Jasmine Crockett and David Hogg. According to reports from the Washington Post, of all places, the DNC might have to oust their little protege and puppet because they didn't adhere to their own diversity rules before electing David Hogg to the DNC vice chair of leadership. And when it comes to showing their stupidity, it's been a few days since we checked in on Jasmine Crockett, but what she's about to say here in this clip, it really ties into what we just talked about with the big take. Listen and watch.
And so the thing is this. Anybody that did their research voted the right way. Mm-hmm. The people that had the information, they voted the right way. These are facts. The more educated voters and the voters that went to the legacy media, frankly, they voted the right way. It's the ones that were getting the fake news or the lies. They were the ones that were voting the wrong way.
Fake news, like everything Jake Tapper said for a minute and 51 seconds in that clip I played from our friends at Grabian. Actually, honey, I think in light of everything I just presented, you might want to walk that statement back. A little thing called receipts, right? The experts were wrong. We were right. But you can keep the grift going. Lie, cheat, and steal. Because nowadays, there's this thing called X, and it's leveled the playing field not only with free speech, but also with information and facts, and the ability to pull up clips of the past to expose the lies and the propaganda. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
855-839-1210 if you want to jump in on social media at 1210WPHT. And, of course, your comments on the YouTube chat, youtube.com/@1210WPHT. All right, Dawn, your choice of healthy discussion on the health of Joe or the health of the economy or both.
As far as the health of the economy yesterday, I thought it was a great day and just great news that we have. We're on deck for peace and prosperity. The fact that, you know, inflation came in cooler, the fact that we have this incredible $600 billion investment promise by the Saudis, and they signed that deal, pumping billions into our economy. The fact that Trump, you know, met with Syria. It was an historic day. I know the so-called mainstream media won't remember it as that, but I know I'm always glass half full, but I was so hopeful yesterday. I think we all, can't we all agree that we want peace and prosperity?
I don't know anybody that's rooting for the economy to fail. Maybe a really, really wealthy, diabolical Democrat, but I think even common sense Democrats are rooting for good economic numbers every month.
Yeah, so it's a win-win, right?
I agree. Let me get to Joe.
As far as Joe Biden, I'll just say real quick.
No,
Nick,
take your time.
Look, the fact that anybody goes for their regular, you know, how often do I bug you? You know what I mean? Like, go for
how
your regular.
How often do you go, sweetie?
I know. I'm the worst. I'm always the caretaker, so I'm making everybody else's appointments.
I'm starting to think I'm the healthiest guy on the show, despite my liver is about as hard as a basketball.
No, I mean, I'm blessed. I'm grateful, you know, that I'm healthy. But I just think for Joe Biden, he goes to get these checkups, for cancer, like every 90 days at this point. That's probably, you know, where he should be. So the fact that they caught it, it's just another reminder.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we were even talking about Kat Timpf from Fox, who's the libertarian who, you know, she's having her baby and they realize she has stage zero breast cancer, but has to get a full mastectomy. I mean, it's this bittersweet thing, but all of these people, the good news is if you go and you get the testing and you don't put it off, they can catch it early. And nowadays, cancer is not a death sentence.
I don't even think, I know the way they reported it with the small nodule on his prostate, they said it was during his routine physical exam. I don't even believe routine physical exam anymore. I mean, I have no way to confirm this. I'm not a doctor. I can only make an educated guess based on what my eyes and ears show. He's got dementia. He has to have dementia or some sort of mental medical decline condition of the brain. I don't know what it is. I don't think they'll ever reveal it, or maybe years from now it'll come out. But I started thinking about Joe Biden yesterday as all these little tidbits, which, by the way, these aren't really breaking news stories. Axios' Alex Thompson and Jake Tapper for CNN are dropping little nuggets to build up the anticipation for whenever the release of their book is. I think it's coming out this summer. So yeah, this is not news to them. They've been sitting on all of this as they published the book, and certainly have been sitting on it for years, knowing that he was in decline. But we only saw in the course of a day Joe Biden. Sometimes we'd go days without seeing from him or hearing from him. So we would see when we got Joe in rare cameos. It was in drips and drabs, you know, 1 hour here, 30 minutes there, 5% of the day there. But Jill Biden, I want to talk about Jill Biden for a second, because remember, she finished and Greg was all over the idea that she almost in scripted fashion finished his sentence on The View. Jill, I mean, think about this. If you're married, right? Who do you spend most of your time with? It's probably your spouse, right? Short of work and kid activities, you're with your spouse a ton. And the first person that probably picks up on any decline or any change in behavior or mood or health is your significant other. So let's say Jill with Joe at 81 years old is with him 16, 17, 18 hours a day. What did she see behind the scenes when Joe is in his pajamas, when Joe's in a t-shirt and shorts, when Joe's lounging on the beach chair in Delaware. We saw Joe in different iterations, super energetic, wired, shouting, yelling, eyes bugging out of his head. Then we saw the sleepy Joe. We saw him fall up steps. We saw him fall down steps. We saw him fall off a bike. We saw him trip over sandbags. What was he like in his worst moments behind the scenes? I mean, I think, Soccer, you said Halperin noticed decline 8 years ago?
Yeah.
In 2017?
Yeah, we have a clip of him saying in 2017 he was at a book signing, and he was like all over the place. And to quote Halperin, he was a train wreck.
That would have been when he was 74, 73.
Yeah.
But remember, we suspected this back when he ran the basement campaign.
Yeah. Sure.
During COVID.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So.
But that goes back 3 years even before that.
Yeah. I think they all knew. The least of whom I blame is his wife of many, many, many years, because she's a wife. I mean, she's protecting her husband. I think that all of those partisans, all of the people who were working for us, right? We paid. I know Greg disagrees with me, but she's not an elected official. Her loyalty is not to us.
Jill is numero uno.
Maybe.
On the list.
You don't. I mean, I don't know that.
I was actually.
There are lots of partisans and media hacks who made a ton of money, who banked on him, and who propped him up, and who wanted him to stay
in
power.
I love the fact that you have this take, because my take is the exact opposite. I have it jotted down here, and I don't want anybody to get offended by this, but this is politics. This is everybody's lives. It's a cutthroat industry, right? I would actually argue, and I've even put this in quotes, Jill Biden... I don't even know if I should say this.
Say it.
Should I censor this? Should I self-censor here, Soccer?
Yes.
Yeah.
Should I? It's not a curse word. Okay. It's just the way I feel about Jill Biden.
Don't talk about the former first lady. It's not
say
about
it.
Her. It's
say
about
it.
All the partisan career politicians
say it.
Dawn,
in the
I love,
swamp.
Dawn, I love you.
Say it.
She is the political pig of our lifetime.
Oh, stop.
She is.
She wanted the gravy. She wanted the gravy train to
of
keep
all
rolling.
All the political... Oink, oink.
Oh, I'm not. Look, they're all bad.
That are out there.
They're
in the swamp.
All bad.
And she's not an elected official.
No, I know.
She's a wife and a first lady.
But no self awareness for her husband just expiring before our very eyes.
You know what?
Hasn't she made enough money that her and her husband can just, you know, chill out in the basement and, you know, Netflix?
No, I mean, I think she was, as a wife, she was probably trying to protect, in her mind, his legacy. And their family's
legacy.
No, I don't think that. I think to attack her of all people, when you had, you know, multi-million-dollar, you know, what, $12 million a year anchor people who were complicit, when you have all of these individuals who were just sucking off the teat, if you will, of the government.
They were sucking something off.
They were.
Oh, there's people
and
that are far worse
all
criminals.
Of that,
I'm just thinking about it, like, ethically and morally. I'm not saying she's a rotten human being, but in the game of politics, she's actually perfect for the Democrat Party. She would stroll Dianne Feinstein up to a podium at 98.
But she didn't.
I mean,
all she did was protect her husband, yes, finish his sentences. But what if they had come around her and said, you know, Mrs. Biden, it's time, let's have a graceful situation where we can give him dignity. She would have gone along with it.
Yeah.
She absolutely would have. She had no power. So there was a void, if you will. And so, yeah, she filled it to protect her husband. But I don't. She is the last person.
No, she's
blame
the,
all,
she's the
no.
first person.
How can you say that? She had no power.
She has more power. She has more power over him than anybody else does.
In the government of the White House.
Obama had more power.
All of these Democrats. What
she
about Chuck Schumer, who's holding
his
Sunday morning news conference?
Here's where I agree with
what
Dawn.
What about all these pundits?
Yes, Pelosi, Schumer, Obama, Axelrod.
They all knew.
They have more power than Jill did. But the fact that Jill could have been involved or is involved, I think we had that one report where she was the one running some of the conferences. I mean, nobody elected her.
Yeah.
I mean, could you imagine what the media would be like if Melania was the one running a massive meeting with Marco Rubio and Kristi Noem?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Their heads would explode.
She has, I mean, both of you, is there one person in this world who could say to you, hey, you know what? I think what you're doing is not the right thing. I think you need to step aside and do something else. It would be your spouse.
Yes.
At least it would be for me.
Yeah. You have no idea whether or not she even said that. But the problem is the Democrats felt they had nobody better. And so they put her and an elderly man with apparent dementia issues in a horrible position.
She was just defending still to this day on The View. Remember, she was saying, mm-hmm. Joe's sitting in bed reading briefs while I read my book? There's no chance that was happening.
Right, but she's just she's not an elected official. She's a spouse protecting the dignity and the legacy of her husband from her standpoint. They were powerful people. What about KJP?
Yeah.
What about Jen Psaki?
They don't have the ear. They don't have the ear of the
what
president.
What about Chuck Schumer?
KJP's
what about Obama?
No power.
What about Nancy Pelosi?
Obama's too.
Name a Democrat. What about AOC? None of these people knew
Joe Biden
was in declining mental, cognitive health issues.
Press secretary.
You're
going to
blame the wife?
They just get up there and spew.
Joe Biden won, Obama 2, Michelle Obama 3.
All over power over Jill?
All over who's the most culpable in propping Joe up. Those three right there.
But think about the greed, though, as far as Jill. I get it. You want to some extent, I get what you're saying, Dawn, as far as, defending your husband. But, this was at the detriment of the United States of America. I mean, we were going to basically reelect if they did not pull the coup after the June 27th debate. We're going to elect a vegetable?
After the debate, if you guys remember, he stopped off at some press gaggle, and she was like, oh, he was wonderful in it. She was wonderful in it. She's the most culpable of them all. And by the way, the scariest thing about this whole thing is that if Joe would have gotten to the finish line, he would have won, but he would have done better than Kamala Harris. More people would have voted for him. More Democrats would have voted for him than voted for Kamala Harris. That's the scariest thing.
You're not wrong. Yeah, I mean,
he would have gotten farther.
And I've said on this show, say what you want, she still received 76 million votes.
Joe would have done better. I'm telling you, Joe would have done better. In the state that he was in, he would have done better.
Wow, that's scary.
He wouldn't have won.
This is going to go down as an unbelievable exercise. And it'll be after I'm long dead and gone, which is about 18 and a half years from now. But they're going to do this in the history books, the classrooms, the schools. When you're growing up, we learned about, Abraham Lincoln and George Washington and JFK. When the kids start to learn in the history books about the 2024 election, think about what they're going to hear about. They're going to hear about the June 27th debate. They're going to hear about July 13th in Butler, PA. They're going to hear about July 21st when Kamala basically shoved Joe out the door. They're going to hear about the second assassination attempt on a golf course in September. I think sometimes we forget just because we live it every day and it's our job. And for all of you that listen, you live it. But think about if you're a history nerd or a history buff, the 2024 election cycle, if I were to say this 7 years ago, you'd have been like, nah, that's a Hollywood movie. There's no way that would play out in real time, in real life. And it did. And we lived it. And think about the kids that are going to think about this years from now. I'm fascinated by this. I think everybody should just try to write a book on the 2024 election that was. This is like stuff that should be Netflix documentaries just being cranked out left and right. The hell with all these other dopes with these books like Jake Tapper. This is just pure cinema.
The fact that, name his... Who was his Secretary of State for 4 years? Antony Blinken.
Yeah.
You're telling me Blinken or what about Janet Yellen?
Ugh.
What about Lloyd Austin?
Ugh.
None of these people. I mean, he had a huge cabinet. He was around all of those top Democrats all the time, who, by the way, were on all of these shows with Jake Tapper and others,
mm-hmm.
defending the Dems and doing their spin. But all of these people I would put way above the First Lady of the United States. They were complicit.
Yeah, and when I wrapped up the big take this morning saying that this is the death nail, this is the last straw for the legacy media. I know it won't be. Some dopes will still continue to watch. They'll still exist because of big pharma advertising, because it contributes 75% of their revenue. But their ratings will continue to crash and burn. I don't understand how anybody, after the last year, forget the last 5 years, the way they shamed you, but the last year how they lied to you. In any other business, If you went to a car dealership, and I suggest Piazza Auto, if you went to a restaurant, if you went to any other place of business, and the sales reps, the owners, the managers lied to your face and sold you a lemon, you would never go back to them for your next purchase. You would be get on Google, do a Google review. You'd go on Yelp. This place sucks. 0 out of 5 stars. How can anybody ever go back to CNN or MSNBC after what they tried to tell you about Joe Biden? What did Scarborough say? He's cogent. He's cogent. And remember, he used to have a temper. He's Irish. That guy gets paid millions of dollars to just lie to your face and actually pull out the newspaper on set. I see him sometimes. He's reading the, it's like he's having breakfast with his wife on a Florida yacht in retirement. They get paid millions of dollars to do that. And they're handed a script.
But why doesn't anybody, why don't you ask Pete Buttigieg? What did he know? How many times did he see Biden?
Yeah, of course.
About Alejandro Mayorkas?
Of course, but that doesn't
matter. Merrick Garland.
There's nobody with the president more than his wife. There's except Trump. But there's nobody, there's nobody with Joe Biden more than Jill. She knew. She's the only one who could talk some sense in him and say, don't do this.
But these
and certainly don't run a second time.
And she's a doctor.
But these government officials who make a salary paid by us, we the people, they lied. I mean,
They're just trying to protect their own jobs. They're just trying to protect their own jobs. What's worse about her?
I can't believe you're blaming the caretaker.
The family.
The caretaker.
That's the family. That's somebody you supposedly love, and you're propping them out for a second term. Are you insane? You witch.
Don't say that about her. Here's the thing.
She
may very well have said Joe's not up to this. We don't know what happened.
She was out there saying right after the debate, he answered all the questions.
Right,
because she's wonderful.
She's the caretaker. She's trying to do the spin, but you don't know. She may have told top Democrats he can't do another term. You have no idea.
It was elder abuse.
She may have thought that herself.
It was elder abuse what she did. It was absolutely elder abuse.
But these Democrats and these high-paid media pundits, they went out there day in and day out, and they lied to the American people.
Also, too, with Joe, what about the self-respect of knowing when you lose your fastball? That's the biggest problem with all these politicians, with no age limits and no term limits and things like that. They stick around as a shell of what they used to be. I'm telling you right now, I might go home today and have a conversation with my wife. Not that she really enjoys what I do for a living. She hates me in many capacities. But I'm going to say, Kristen, if you get the sense that I am a shot fighter, and chances are, Odyssey will notice it right away, because in radio, you'll get whacked before you even get a chance to have a conversation with your wife.
True.
But I'm going to tell you this. Kristen, if I become 80% of what I once was behind the microphone, I want you to tell me, because you should be the first to know that I am fading.
Yes.
And put me out to pasture.
Agreed.
But just compare and contrast. When you think about all these top Democrats, and by the way, the Gavin Newsoms, or whether it's the Pete Buttigieg or whoever, all of these people were complicit in this big lie. And I think since the basement campaign of Joe Biden. But look at these same people, these same pundits, these same media moguls who make a ton of money, right? These same people, now that John Fetterman here in Pennsylvania, right, is all of a sudden, he's not standing in line and doing exactly what they want and towing the damn line, the progressive line. And so now they're saying, oh, he needs intervention. He's not taking his meds. Why didn't these same people do that with Joe Biden?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's why I say these people are still there. And it's so nasty and ugly what they're willing to do, and it's at our expense. These same people who allowed tens of millions of people to flow into this country, many of them violent criminals, and they continue to invest in, and they continue to defend them. They're the same group of people. It's the same herd, a bunch of followers mindset. All they care about is their partisan politics and their political career, and they don't care about us. We are the collateral damage in all of this.
855-839-1210. Hour two is on the way. Dawn will have some news to kick off the 7 o'clock hour. I'm also being ripped on X.
Uh-oh,
Newman Price says, no more weather. Kale, ever since you took over the weather, it rains every day.
That's true. It's absolutely true.
Nick Kale, the rainmaker.
Yes, I make it rain, baby.
He has to do the weather because of the sponsor.
Yes.
So don't blame him.
Yes, there's a reason why I'm doing the weather.
And it's Generac, which is appropriate right now.
Exactly.
You know, with
exactly.
People's power and the down trees.
Yep. 855-839-1210. News is next. And then it looks like we have a dude pretending to be a chick in women's sports right here in Plymouth White Marsh High School in White Marsh Township. Yeah. Hello, Mrs. Doubtfire. 7 o'clock hours next.
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.